It's the radio segment that just spent $150,000 on reconstructive surgery so we could get Brad Pitt's knees.
I've never noticed his knees.
Sexiest knees in the biz.
Wow.
Okay. Now from the thigh down, people are like, damn, is that Brad Pitt?
From the thigh down.
Nope. It's actually Laser Stories.
Ooh.
A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other stinkle bells just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, it's a good start. Solid, Jeffrey.
We've seen plenty of stories where a parking dispute ends with somebody pulling a weapon.
Oh, oh God, yeah. It's so scary.
But a 57-year-old Andre Abrams took it to a whole new level when he was at his house the other day and noticed someone was parking too close to his driveway.
Mm.
And well, if you know Andre, you'd know that makes him angry. He and his neighbors have had multiple arguments about parking, so he wanted to make sure they knew exactly how he felt.
Ooh.
And that's why he quickly exited his home with his brand new flamethrower.
No.
Kapooya! Kapooya!
Oh, dang!
No.
And if you can believe it, he actually began spraying fire in the direction of their car while people were sitting in it.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, they may have not even been parking. They may have just been sitting there waiting for somebody and were going to move.
Yeah.
The flamethrower he owns is called an XM42 Lite, and it can shoot flames more than 20 feet.
Wow.
How are you allowed to buy a
I don't know. How is that legal? It's a great question. Is it like an Amazon purchase?
Oh. Unclear if Andre knew, but there were three kids in the car as well.
Oh my gosh.
I bet he knew.
No, there's no way.
I bet he did too. I bet he didn't care.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily, no one was hurt because the flames never actually hit the car, but witnesses said they got within about 5 feet of it.
Why is the car still sitting there? Drive away.
Good point.
When authorities arrived, Andre admitted to doing it, but claimed no one was any real danger.
Oh.
He said if he wanted to burn that car, he would have.
He's used
the flamethrower before on old tree stumps, so he knows how to work it.
Okay.
Now he's facing three counts of aggravated assault.
Yeah.
As he should.
This next laser story is out of the UK. A bomb disposal team was called to a hospital after a man arrived to the ER with an interesting situation going on. After a quick examination, doctors found that an unexploded World War II mortar was stuck in his rectum.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that last part, Jeff? Where?
You know where.
Where I heard?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Where you don't want a World War II mortar to be.
I don't know that I want to ask how. Do I want to ask how? I can't tell.
Well, that's such an old mortar.
I do have an answer for you.
Please don't tell me it's been there for 50 years.
According to reports, the patient was reportedly a military enthusiast.
Very enthusiastic.
We didn't need to add that.
He had the round as part of a private collection, but
very
he told
private.
The hospital that things went very wrong when he put the mortar on the floor, because that's when he said he, quote, slipped and fell on it.
No, you didn't, sir.
That doesn't just go in there. It's like a puzzle or
something.
Hey,
one in a million chance.
After the diagnosis, the bomb squad was called in and were able to identify the round as a bombshell that was fired from an anti-tank gun.
Did he die from embarrassment, then?
Did he actually die from embarrassment?
Can that happen?
No, he is alive still.
Good.
Luckily for the man, they were able to confirm it was not a live bomb, and they let the doctors do their job.
If I was him, I would constantly tell people, I'm about to blow up the toilet. I'll be right back.
No.
They would never get it, though.
No.
Hospital staff was able to remove the mortar from the patient's behind.
Good.
He's expected to make a full recovery.
I feel like they found, like, grenades and, like, samurai swords up there, too. Oh, there's a bunch.
Is this where you keep your entire private collection?
He then promptly went home after that with his souvenir in a baggie and told doctors from now on he'll put the rest of his collection high up on a shelf to ensure nothing like this will ever happen again.
I'm definitely slipping and falling.
Oh, is that an old Viking helmet?
Yeah.
Oops! Doctor, I'm back.
With the horns.
You'll never believe what happened.
Oh my God.
This next laser story is out of St. Nick Central.
Yay!
Santa's got just a little bit of time left to prep and then one really, really tough work day ahead of him.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why a popular online publication did a poll asking hundreds of kids how they think Santa gets through all those houses in just one night.
Ho, ho, ho!
Magic, man.
Yeah, it is magic.
Well, here's some of the most popular theories. Number 7, he has gift stations set up in every country so he doesn't have to carry everything with him in the sleigh.
Are you saying he has like an Amazon warehouse?
Like Amazon is fulfillment that? Centers, yeah.
I've never thought of that.
That is true, because that'd be a huge bag. I mean, his bag's always big. Yeah. But...
Number 6, he puts everyone in the world to sleep.
Oh.
Oh, so he drugs us?
Not quite like that.
I didn't consent to that.
Be careful.
Number 5, Santa can walk through walls.
I mean, I just thought he was really good at picking locks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The 4th most popular way that kids think Santa gets to all those houses in one night is teleportation.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh,
yeah, for sure.
There's no way. And the time zone changes, too. Like,
my kids are really into that.
Yeah.
Like, apparate, you know, like Harry Potter style.
Yeah. Apparate, that's a fun word.
Santa and Chris Angel getting together on Christmas night, just making it happen.
Santa's been in an ice cube for 30 days.
Number 3 is, of course, magic.
Yeah.
Goes hand in hand, I think.
Number 2, a lot of kids think he can freeze time.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Kind of BS that he only uses that power on one night. I could think of some other uses for it, but okay.
So,
Santa.
What's the number 1 theory from kids as to how Santa does it all on Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Special keys that can open any door in the world.
That's a really old door.
Wow. They're old keys.
The biggest key ring you've ever seen. 400 million keys on it.
What is he opening up a castle?
Like? He's like a janitor.
Many people were surprised special keys was the number 1 answer.
Yeah, me too. I've never heard that.
I haven't heard it, but it does make sense.
Yeah, but speaking of doing it all in one night.
Oh.
You should see what happens with this guy on December 26th.
Hey.
He visits
after, huh?
All the Foot Lockers in the world.
Oh, that makes sense.
Makes those shoes very happy. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.